In this bulletin, warnings Victoria's daily COVID case numbers could follow a similar trajectory to Sydney's in the coming weeks. 4,000 more animals and plants added to a worldwide threatened species list. And in sport, four-time Paralympian Ellie Cole named as Australia's flag bearer for tonight's Tokyo Games closing ceremony. SBS News, good morning, I'm Claire Slattery. Victorians are being warned that daily COVID case numbers could follow a similar trajectory to Sydney's in the coming weeks. The state recorded 190 new cases yesterday, while in New South Wales, new infections surpassed 1,500. Residents are being urged to take care while shopping in supermarkets and use click and collect or delivery services where possible, amid concerns about the transmission of COVID-19. The state's Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton, says it's possible that Melbourne is following the slow and steady increase seen in Sydney, but that's up to everyone.
We've got the option of being 1 week behind Sydney or 6 weeks behind Sydney. That does depend on doing the right thing. It does depend on the vaccination coverage. And I'm hoping, and I think it's entirely possible, that we can plateau, because we've got, at a relative point in time with the case numbers, we've got a real opportunity to get to the higher vaccination coverage level with a relatively lower caseload in Victoria. That is our opportunity. We have to grab it with both hands.
Meanwhile, refugee advocates say two security guards at a Melbourne Immigration Detention Centre have tested positive to the virus. The Refugee Action Coalition says that refugees and immigration detainees have been exposed to the virus at the Broadmeadows Mitre Centre, while nine other security guards have been told to isolate. The organisation says COVID vaccination only started at the centre last week. New South Wales Health is running a vaccination blitz for police, fire and emergency services workers in Sydney's COVID hotspots today. The blitz is targeting the frontline workers in Sydney's 12 local government areas of concern who are yet to be vaccinated. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says vaccination remains a key tool to reduce transmission of the virus.
When we look at the number of people in our intensive care units, of the 173 people in ICU, or intensive care units, 137 are not vaccinated. 29 people have received just their first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, and 7 have received 2 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine.
A conservation group is warning about the threat of extinction to tens of thousands of species due to overfishing, loss of habitat and climate change. The International Union for Conservation of Nature's revised Red List of Threatened Species has added another 4,000 animals and plants in its latest assessment. It's found that more than 38,000 species around the world are threatened, including 37% of sharks and rays, up from 33% 7 years ago. But the organization's Director General Bruno Obel says there is still hope the trend could be reversed.
Some of these species are recovering slowly, others are still threatened, but it is the demonstration if states and other actors take the right actions for a time lapse that is long enough, it is possible to recover.
A march by Afghan women demanding equal rights from their country's new rulers has been brought to an end by Taliban special forces. The demonstration, which was the second of its kind in 2 days in Kabul, ended abruptly after the fighters fired their weapons into the air. Protesters chanted slogans including "You don't have legitimacy without women's rights," aimed at the Taliban government. This demonstrator, Farhad Popalatsai, was there.
I'm the voice of the women who never able to speak to anyone. I came outside to talk with Taliban and to help women who didn't come to go to work, go to school, and want to be the voice of them.
Russian opposition candidates have rallied in Moscow against a crackdown on a free media. A new law, which critics describe as Orwellian, forces some media organizations to label all their content in Russia as being produced by a foreign agent, leading some advertisers to drop their funding. Critics see the law as a form of pressure on media that is critical of the government before the upcoming nationwide elections, which begin on the 17th of September. To sport now, and four-time Paralympian Ellie Cole has been named as Australia's flag bearer for tonight's Tokyo Games closing ceremony. 29-year-old Cole is Australia's most decorated Paralympian, winning 17 medals in swimming, including bronze and silver at the Tokyo Games. Cole has confirmed this will be her last Games. In a statement, she says it's a fairy tale ending to a wonderful career that she'll treasure for the rest of her life. And in the AFL, the Western Bulldogs are through to the preliminary final after a thrilling win against Brisbane at the Gabba. A rush behind by Latham Vandermeer inside the last minute was the difference, with final scores 11 goals 13-79 to 11 goals 12-78. The Bulldogs will face Port Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval next Saturday. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, it'll be a sunny day with an expected top of 22 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 15. Melbourne, shower or two easing and 14. Hobart, a shower or two, 14. Canberra, showers and 12. In Wollongong, there'll be rain at times and a top of 20 degrees. In Sydney, also rain and 20. Newcastle, rain and 21. In Brisbane, a possible late shower, 26. Cairns, a possible morning shower, 28. And in Darwin, it'll be a partly cloudy day, you're headed for a top of 34 degrees. That's SBS News.